travel over the holiday as coronavirus cases increase across the country.
Between Friday and Sunday, the TSA screened more than 3 million air travelers, making it the highest three-day total since March 14th through 16th. Those numbers have already surpassed the holiday travel forecast by AAA, which had anticipated Thanksgiving air travel to be just shy of 2.5 million.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. The holidays are on top of us. Now, you've always done this. You've taken orders and you've shipped them out. But there's going to be more shipping this year because of the coronavirus than ever before. You can handle that.
You're exactly right, Bubba. You know, we make Christmas giving, Thanksgiving, any kind of giving the easiest in the world because you call us or send us a list. We take care of the rest. We will ship anywhere in the continental United States. We can ship pecans, candies, anything you want. We can do it from Tucker Pecan Company. And you know what else we do? We do fundraisers. Schools, churches, civic organizations need to raise money. This is the best way to do it. You always need pecans at Christmas and Thanksgiving. You can't ask for a better thing to buy.
Your candies are always fresh. You do your shipping for Christmas. You take care of everybody, so there's only one place to go. Tucker Pecan, tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Make your holiday shopping easier. Just go to Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-36-67, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit Headley Metal Buildings.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a quiet start to this week, a cooler day in progress with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll work our way into a sun and cloud mix Tonight will be chilly, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow is the last quiet day in over 3 weeks. Sunshine, upper 60s to near 70 for a high. Then Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, chance of showers and thunderstorms increasing late in the day, and showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Wednesday night. The front slows up, so now we have to keep in at least a small chance of showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high around 73. Then another strong storm system on Iron Bowl weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy. Accurate, immediate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I gotta tell you, this is a terrible time to have a YouTube channel like ours. Normally, I can say whatever I want to, and if you don't agree with me, you just say, nah, not so much. I think you're wrong on this one, Dave. But right now, with everybody on what my mom would call tenterhooks, with every conservative American biting their nails and losing sleep and waiting for that damned other shoe to drop, it's tough for us to say anything at all. Out in the desert, cooling my jets, I had some very decent conversations with people who see the world through a very different lens than mine. We hardly mentioned the election, which was a good thing. 8 months of isolation has made me socially clumsy and a little bit feral. But I could feel my people skills gradually returning. Apart from an unpleasant altercation Tuesday night involving alcohol and loud music in a neighboring camp, I consider my time in the desert to have been pretty sane, pretty low stress. But I woke up Thursday morning and knew it was time to head home. And as I crossed the desert wasteland, I had only one channel on the radio, and that channel was Rush Limbaugh playing parts of the press conference with Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. And boy, was it ever obvious that I was coming home to a storm. It's miserable online. I've tested the waters a few times on social media in the last 2 days, and believe me, there is very little room for any sort of objective, emotionally neutral discussion. Did I say very little room? I meant zero room. What's the saying? Passions are high. Passions are in the stratosphere. If I in any way try to discuss our path forward, should Donald Trump not prevail, I'll be slammed from every direction. I had no idea you were such a quitter. Dave's folding up. Stay with me. The drunk spitting blood and insults at me Tuesday night was less reasonable than my fellow conservatives, but not by much. They are certain about everything, and they will tolerate no disagreement. They remind me a lot of my old liberal friends when I came out against Obama in 2012. But, and this is a big but, I don't see anybody breaking store windows. Do you? We have tens of millions of very angry conservatives in the country right now, and as far as I know, not one incident of mob violence. Which begs the question, what if the roles were reversed? So let's go there for a minute. Imagine that Joe Biden had leapt out to an early lead in the battleground states, and then, inexplicably, CNN had called a key state early for Trump while not calling other important states early for Biden. What if progressives had gone to bed thinking Joe and Cammy had it in the bag, only to wake up and find that Trump was being declared the winner? What if whistleblowers were swamping the DNC, reporting all kinds of skullduggery behind the scenes? What if Adam Schiff was on TV saying that there was mounting evidence of an algorithmic coup carried out by Dominion and the GOP, grabbing up Biden votes and throwing them on the Trump pile? What if everywhere the Democrats turned, Republicans were looking down their noses at them, calling Joe's legal team a clown show, calling every attempt to expose fraud an unhinged conspiracy theory? Think they'd be yelling at each other on Facebook? Think that would be the extent of their ire? Don't make me laugh. if everything going on with this chaotic election was leaning toward a Trump victory, there would be no place to hide from the violence. We'd have George Floyd-level riots in every big city. The night sky would be black with the smoke of burning pickup trucks. Hysterical women would be pepper spraying people in gas stations because they had an American flag bumper sticker. The White House would be surrounded every night by torch-wielding protesters calling for Trump's immediate imprisonment. They would not have one press conference as Trump's team had. They would be having a nonstop press telethon 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with every single Democrat of note crowding up to the microphone to call for more civil unrest. Elderly leftists would be dropping in the streets as their blood pressure blew out aneurysms in their fevered brains. Does any of this sound like an exaggeration? Okay, maybe that last bit about the aneurysms, but everything else, highly likely. Right now, all my lefty friends are doing their best impression of slightly baffled sages, surprised by the turmoil across the aisle. My word, what is all the fuss about? It's an election. Both sides can't win. Let's all be good sports and shake hands, wearing sanitary gloves, of course. We're all in this together. But if the tables were turned, those same people would be hurling Molotov cocktails through the shattered windows of their local Home Depot, desperate for revenge against the evil blue-collar legions of Donald J. Hitler. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I do look forward to the time when Jason and I can discuss other issues with you folks. One way or the other, this mess will be resolved. There will be no shooting war, and like we always do, we'll carry on the work of the nation we love. We'll set our sights on the horizon and move toward it, whether there are clear skies out there or the darkest storm clouds imaginable. And we'll look at one another and know that even in the darkest, most confusing moments, we did not take our frustrations out on innocent people or their businesses or their vehicles. We'll know that even in bad times, we are the good guys.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And we are the good guys. Well, I can speak for Rosie in that regard. There's still some doubt about me. It is Happy Hour. Just Talk 93.1 of NWACV. We're ready to go.
And here they are.
Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, Jeff. Please what?
You're a good guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do try. I have had moments in my life. I'm not necessarily... I'm working on a magazine column called The Christmas Shoes. And basically the gist of it is... It was... Same thing when I hear this, so you want me to talk about, you know, what's happening, because there's nothing happening of substance today other than Trump's Pennsylvania appeal is going to get another shot. You know, and keeping in mind that we're still three states away, but here's something you should know that is exciting. It's today, the 23rd, so we're less than 2 months away from Joe Biden's proposed gun tax. That's going to solve a lot of problems. The crap is just getting started. John Kerry's going to be our, what, environmental czar, some of the bullshit thing they came up with? Climate czar. Here we go with the czars again.
I'd rather hear about the Christmas shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this means is that they'll rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. And to simplify that, that means we get us, who's done more to clean our air, our carbon footprint than any other country on the planet, anybody. We get to send $2 trillion to this climate commission and companies or countries rather that are really forking up the air, so to speak, like China and, you know, and India. If you remember, what was the Beijing Olympics? I forget what year that was. 2004, 8 something. They were literally having those entire Olympics in a smokestack. It was so polluted. They don't have to do anything. Nothing until 2030. Only us. We fork over this. And I could think, you know, like those $2 trillion for this bullcrap thing. That could have been approved already by Nancy Pelosi and Congress, sent to the Senate and sent to Trump's desk, and money would be heading out to people that could really use it. But that's, they don't care. The party that cares doesn't care a damn bit about anything but power. And to think, you know, they're drudging up Herman Munster here, he's going to be... Here's a guy that can't give us away fast enough, like that great nuclear deal with Iran. As last I heard, they're still in the process of building weapons or developing weapons. There's nothing to worry about there.
I continue to believe they will not get an opportunity. They're making their plans, but that's all they are.
Seth Spotlight was texting me pictures of a well-hung bed. We got our tree up this weekend. We went to Roger's tree lot there on Vaughan Road to see a Dustin and his group. They just got another truckload of trees in yesterday. These are fresh cut right from North Carolina. Got the lights on it, got the ornaments on it, and it's lending some cheer to the house, although this is... I wrote a column about this a few months ago. I want my normal back. When was the last time you had a normal day where your thoughts, your spirit were not oppressed by what you can and can't do? You know, that you didn't have to think about going here or going there or worry about having toilet paper to wipe your hiney with. Because that's starting up again, because the hoarders are back. So, happy Thanksgiving. As happy as it can be. As I bounce all over the place, I got a note here. What happened to my AOL? Well, there it is. I'm going to assume that this is true. The former head of Pfizer says the pandemic is over, the second wave is full of false positives. I'm inclined to agree with that.
Yeah, I believe that.
But the numbers, you see, and what's behind the numbers, it's like, you know, okay, you have a radio station. I actually have seen this happen in real life with format changes. Huge number of listeners, but they were all 75 and older. Kind of a tough market to sell. So they may have been number one in total audience, but I remember they changed formats because they couldn't sell the audience they had. I think part of that too is back where this business is never known for original thinking. You gotta get the air on in this place. It's stuffy in here. Anyway, the former head of Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yeardon, is an allergy and respiratory therapeutic era expert with 23 years in the pharmaceutical industry. Blah, 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 blah. His specific comment is there's no science to suggest a second wave should happen. He asserts that false positive results from inherently unreliable COVID tests are now being used to manufacture a second wave based on new cases. And with the second wave has come a number of insane, unconstitutional limitations on freedom. The best we can do is to do what we've been doing, which is the masks, social distance, try not to sneeze on somebody, all that good stuff. Wipe surfaces. But these states that are going back to the... And then the worst part of it is you have governors like that jack-off in New Jersey. Let me scroll down to him. That cute dog with the bakery. Somebody, he's out having dinner outside, maskless, with his family. And this is a guy who has imposed draconian measures. I can't play the clip because the people really gave it to him.
Yeah.
And they call him a dick and a few other things. But they're all doing this.
Yeah, New Jersey.
That's what I'm talking about, Murphy. Yeah. Oh, my God, Murphy, you are such a wiener, the woman said as another woman gave her repeating, how you doing? How you doing? You having fun with your family in the meantime? You're all having, you're having all kind of other bullshit going on at your house. Let me take a quick break here with this great new song.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Did you hear me say blowout and margaritas? You better believe it. This is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout, second annual one. Everything has a crazy blowout price, plus blowout items. $99 diamond studs, diamond cross necklaces, $199, 14 karat white or yellow gold. We have silver dollar necklaces, $49. We have floating pearls, $49. It's a crazy blowout sale every day through Black Friday, except for Gobble Gobble Day. Come see us at Margaritas.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The Home Depot has holiday savings of up to 40% on select appliances, like a Whirlpool four-door French door refrigerator for just $15.98. It's perfect for a busy kitchen full of helping hands. That's where its fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish really shines. Order online and get free delivery. Holiday appliance shopping improved. Up to 40% off select appliances. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Continental U.S. only. While supplies last. Valid through December 2nd. Free delivery on orders $396 or more.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off. Promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit. Offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
WACV. So what was that all about? The phone rang. This is a very casual show, so you know we sometimes do things that a lot of radio stations don't do. I think I've earned the ability to be spontaneous after all these years, don't you think?
No.
You don't think that I...
No.
Once a month?
No.
Okay. He never likes anything.
No. But he wouldn't miss the show for anything, would he?
I know.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Okay. That was almost Dr. Baumhauer. Bob is, and God bless him, I love him, because he really, really, more than anything else, is my friend and has shown me that so many times over the years. But even though he's been advertising on this program for the better part of 15 years, he still forgets that I'm on the air from 3 to 6. But I saw his name on the phone, and I said, well, I better take this, because Bob is, like, his schedule's crazy. And if you miss a call or a chance to communicate with him, you may not, it may be days. It's just sometimes the way it works out. So what we were talking about, I had been on the phone with his company's marketing people earlier this afternoon about our happy hour Christmas party and some things we can do to thank the people that come every week and thank the people that listen every day, do something special. So we're working on different ideas, and that's what he called about. And I like what he has in mind. But since almost Dr. Bob just called, why don't we just almost do the contest?
Okay.
And remember, I need the answer in the form of a question. Time now at 272-9228 to give us the winning doctor name in the form of a question. The Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B. Burger, Daily Double of the Day on News Talk. 272-9228. Meanwhile, pretend you're on a Continental Airlines flight from Montgomery to Los Angeles and smoking pot in the lavatory.
Ooh. And I'll almost answer the phone.
I did that once. But that was the influence of rock and roll and the group Styx. Yeah, Styx. Yeah, I think back on that with horrendous.
Shame on you.
Yeah, because that could have been 20 years in the slammer.
Yeah.
How stupid. Okay, you are caller one, try again. Caller two, call right back. Caller three, thank you. Caller four, thank you. And caller five. Now we wait for the lines to reboot. You are caller six. You missed by one. And with whom am I speaking?
Oh, Paul.
Hey, Paul, can you give me today's winning answer in the form of a question?
Who is Dr. Phil?
Woo-hoo! Dr. Phil is it.
You're a nasty that no one likes.
Well, Okay, so what?
Harumph!
That's what I say. So you've won Dr. B Burgers, sides, and beverages for two.
And they are great.
This is the part where you're supposed to sound real excited to win this.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, we appreciate you listening, man.
Okay.
Don't go away. We will do it again tomorrow morning. We give out the doctor's name, the almost Dr. Baumhauer winning name, every hour. Usually about the same time, about 40 minutes after. I shouldn't tell you that because, you see, it's not my radio principles, but radio principles say, well, don't give away things that are going to give people a chance not to listen. Don't schedule stuff. But I don't care. I just want you to win. That's what matters to me. Let's talk about Jack Ingram, Porsche. And in particular, some of the deals and opportunities they have to buy. Now, this month, have you ever driven a Porsche? Have you ever sat in one in a showroom? Or the car studio that I call Jack Ingram Porsche? Right now, you can lease one for $575 a month for 36 months. That's 10,000 miles a year, $575 a month for 36 months. So if driving something amazing has always been your dream, they can make that happen. That for a Porsche? Are you kidding? Let's see. The exterior color is gray, interior black, all-wheel, 7-speed automatic with auto shift. Navigation, leather upholstery, automatic temperature control, wireless phone connectivity, of course. Exterior parking camera, front dual AC, rain sensing wipers. $575 a month. See the dealer for details, jackingramporsche.com. They will bring one to your home or business, freshly sanitized, or have a freshly sanitized Porsche waiting for you to test drive at the store on Eastern Boulevard. And their concierge service, you don't have to leave the comfort of your home if you don't want to. But you will once you have a Porsche in your driveway. That you'll want to do. Go to jackingramporsche.com because it's time to love what you drive. And loving a Porsche is easy. Sounds like a song. If loving you is, I don't want to be right. I don't know, something like that. Something from the 70s. At 3:32, time to get our first look at the roads this afternoon. And then we'll be back with more blather.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the highways. The accident at Atlanta Highway Mitchell Drive has been pulled into a parking lot. It's out of the way. We got a lot of congestion, though, this afternoon. A lot of folks are on the boulevard, especially East South Boulevard from Baptist and Alpha all the way to Troy Highway. Troy Highway, Taylor Road, very busy this afternoon. Eastern Boulevard, the same. Atlanta Highway, a lot of outbound traffic there. And also on Congressman Dickinson, outbound at 231. I-65 and 85. Rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and stay safe. We will keep you updated. Everything for the holidays is now at Premier Place. Shop Kato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply's low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking find your spirit animal in the desert rogue? Build an igloo in the middle of nowhere rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue, now with the most standard safety features in its class. See owner's manual for important safety information. Auto Pacific segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors. Base models compared.
At the Home Depot, get Black Friday pricing now through December on great gift ideas for any doer on your list. Like a Ryobi Impact Drill Driver Kit for just $99. Was $129. Save on top tools, appliances, the latest in smart home tech, even holiday decor to light up the living room or bring joy to the neighborhood. Black Friday savings. In-store, online, store-wide. Gift-giving, improved. From the Home Depot, how doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Alabama. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris warns Alabamians to take precautions to be vigilant over the Thanksgiving holiday. He recommends keeping gatherings limited. He also says there's encouraging news for a vaccine to be available soon. The Air Force has announced that a new training unit will be stationed at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Maxwell will be the new home for the MH-139A Gray Wolf Formal Training Unit. Officials with the Montgomery Chamber of Commerce say that the new MH-139 will provide more missions for the 908th Airlift Wing. Air Force officials say the aircraft should begin to arrive in 2023. The Capri Theater in Old Cloverdale is welcoming people back in. Employees say they've been working hard to ensure everything is safe with social distancing, masks, and temperature checks. Starting on Friday, November 27th, the doors will reopen. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is starting off on a very quiet note. We're going to be a little colder tonight with clear skies. Overnight low temperature 42. Things are about to get more active, but not right away. Tomorrow's a nice day. I think we tease 70 degrees for a high temperature, a good bit of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday and Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. We're going to keep an eye on that system. High 73. The front should be out of here by Thanksgiving, leading to a pretty nice day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thursday! Yes! Potatoes and gravy! Green bean casserole! Cranberry sauce! Stovetop stuffing! Pumpkin pie! And butterball! Oh, and juicy turkey! Thanksgiving! Get ready for high calorie! Stuff your face! Watch some football! And fall asleep on the couch with high-powered napping! Don't miss the food! The family fights! The leftovers! Thanksgiving! Thursday! Be there!
It's just... I'm angry because we have allowed this whole situation, not just the pandemic, but the election, to suck the joy out of our lives. That may be our good friend Jay Quillen.
Hey, hold on.
It is. A little bit later on, remind me to read this letter. I got this from a listener who is deaf and can't call in, but asked me if I would read this. And I will be honored to read it from the desk of Gary Bauer's Ye Olde Wordsmith. That's pretty cool. 339. Here she is.
Speaking of joy.
Hey. Yes.
Hey.
In fact, we should call her Joy Quellen.
Yeah, Joy Quellen.
Because no matter what's going on, I can still hear a smile in the voice.
Well, I'm actually being like that mom where, so Jared got called out to a call, so he's going to be late. He's been picking up Steven, you know, because I'm out on maternity leave. So I'm picking up Steven today, and I just looked at the clock, and it's big playground time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm randomly driving around for a few minutes so that I can let him play on the big playground for a little bit. So I'm like randomly driving around the neighborhood by his school with Lola in the back seat, who is as quiet as a church mouse, just good. Sleeping back there. So I'm enjoying the peace and quiet. How is y'all's Monday going?
You know.
It's going well.
I have a story from this morning I want to run by you before I move on, because I need to talk to you about ARAB.
ARAB, Alabama?
Mm-hmm. ARAB, Alabama. You were there Friday, right?
I was.
All right, wait a minute. Let me be Mr. ADD here, because I got a phone call yesterday from Janelle's mom, a.k.a. Thunder Bear, and they are getting a new dog. It's called a, hang on a second. I want to make sure I get this breed correct. It is a Shepadoodle.
A Shepadoodle?
Shepadoodle. Ooh.
They had a lab.
Cute. They had a Labradoodle, didn't they?
No, they had a Golden Doodle.
Golden Doodle.
And great dog. Lived 16 years. Had to be put down this past summer.
Oh,
and this dog is black and white, has the same shaped face, looks real, real friendly, and has sizable paws, for whatever that's worth. Anyway, they are, the dog, because I got a kick out of this, has to be, they have to come up and pick it up in ARAB.
Wow.
I said, now you get an idea of the drive I've made 75 or 80 times for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but welcome.
They're actually going to try. I said, look, go to your husband. He's a really good guy. This is not a put down in any way, shape, or form. I said, go to him and say, look, buy me a first class round trip to Birmingham so I can rent a car, drive, pick up the dog, get it on the plane, and bring it back. It only costs $2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah.
They got the money.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, now with the pandemic, there'll be, like, nobody on your plane, so it'll be a nice, you know, you don't have to worry about the dog upsetting anybody or dealing with crowds. I would totally do that.
How far, in your estimation, from Birmingham is ARAB?
So ARAB is about 2 hours and 35 minutes from Montgomery. So I would say about an hour and 15 minutes from the Birmingham airport.
North of there.
Yeah, it's
northeast.
Yeah, it's northeast. It's about 40, 50 miles south of Huntsville.
Oh, wow. That's a big haul.
So, I mean, it's not, but here's the thing. It's really not bad. It's from Montgomery. It's interstate the whole way. And then, you know, you get off the interstate and you're maybe on like a four-lane road for about 25 minutes or so.
Mm.
It's a nice little drive. I mean, it's worth it for the pictures. But, yeah, that's funny. ARAB, Alabama. I was just there. I saw the International Space Center go overhead there.
That's right. We did live coverage of that. You were fantastic.
It's like a monumental thing.
You were an amazing reporter.
Thank you.
Now I have additional information that I can pass along to her.
But there's nothing there. Like, in all honesty, if they're going to drive up here, fly up here to get the dog, I would highly recommend staying in Huntsville or Birmingham, because there is nothing in ARAB.
Right.
I mean, it's smaller than even like...
There's no Trump Tower in ARAB?
There's nothing. It's smaller than like Slap Out.
They do have those stores, though. They've got the...
Outlet malls?
Yes.
Well...
I was not aware of any outlet malls.
Yes.
I'm going to have to Google this situation.
Yeah, Google it.
Because, like, I'm all about an outlet mall.
I have.
Ask my husband. I will spend some money.
I have been there and gotten, like, I forget what the brand. It might have been Cannon towels, you know.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dovey, you're holding out on me here. You know I was an Arab, like, on Friday. You should have been like, by the way.
Well, I wasn't
thinking. Check out the outlet.
I was thinking, well, I don't know that they would have been open by the time you got done with your pictures.
They would not.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I would highly recommend staying in Birmingham or Huntsville.
I think if they can work out the flight times, fly up early, fly back that afternoon, I think it's going to be a one-day thing.
When is the puppy going to be ready?
End of December.
Oh.
Well, hell, if that's the case, why don't we just have them bring it to Montgomery, have my parents drive it down to South Florida for them?
I would be happy to make that suggestion if they're actually willing to do that.
I'll find out when my parents are coming for Christmas and when they're leaving. We might be able to, let's make a deal.
Hey. Yeah. Wow. I mean, they would be,
I'll talk to them and see when they're coming up. As I volunteer them to drive a puppy. You know, whatever.
Oh, dogs are really sweet. I've done a little research on them. They're very good-natured doggies. Puppies are puppies. I remember Hershey. I drove him to Florida to meet everybody, and he spent most of the trip in my lap, but he was tiny. Okay. He was like 4 pounds of fur.
I got it. People say babies are cute, too, and then you have one, and then you're like, wow, these things are noisy. Make a lot of stinks.
High maintenance.
Never sleep.
Well,
yeah.
We have some interesting possibilities, sir. I got to post a picture of the dog that we're talking about.
Yeah, I want to see a picture of this. Do we have a name yet?
Not yet, no. In fact,
okay.
They're not sure.
I understand that. They need to see maybe they need to see it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my cat for like 3 weeks before I could name it. Like, I get that. It's the thing.
My one and only cat, I had my listeners pick a name for.
Keisha.
Yeah, and that was before.
You have a cat?
I had a cat in the 80s. It was given to me by Shelly Sko.
It's always a woman.
I was engaged to her, but we didn't get married.
It's always a woman, Rosie.
Yep.
Then she went out to Colorado and met a ski instructor, and now she lives out there. Last I heard, that was a number of years ago. So here's a story from this morning that I thought I'd run by you. Maybe you can give me some legal insights. 47-year-old man named Pearson Tone from Bend, Oregon. It's hard for me to have empathy or sympathy for anybody that chooses to live in Oregon. He was depressed a few years ago when his marriage fell apart because his wife had an affair. So he went to the family doctor, a guy named Ronald Rosen, to get counseling and a prescription for his depression. But after the appointment, he found out who his wife had the affair with, and guess what? It was with that doctor.
No.
Yes. So Pearson has now sued the doctor for $2.9 million for professional negligence. So here's the situation. You've got a patient in your office. The doctor must have known that it was the ex-husband of the woman he was having the affair with.
But did he? I think you have to prove that he knew. I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, I mean, the interesting part of this is that the husband was depressed because he knew she had an affair, but apparently didn't know who it was with, and then found that out sometime later.
So here's the thing. I think I need more information, because sometimes, you know, unless it was a situation where they were, like, both patients of this doctor, and the doctor had reason to know that that was his wife, you know, I think that you would have to prove that he knew. And then what duty does the doctor have to disclose that he's having an affair with the patient's wife? Because that's not a medical-related issue. I mean, I definitely think that there's some sketchiness here. But does he have a duty? Because negligence is duty, breach, causation, and damages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that. I remember that from law school. So does he have a duty to disclose to his patient that he is sleeping with his wife?
Here's what I got. From 2015 to 18, Tone, his wife, and two children received medical care at Rosen's clinic, Open Paths Integrated Medicine, according to the suit. At some point, Rosen began a relationship with Tone's wife. In November 2018, Tone went to Rosen to treat his depression caused by the stress in his relationship, the lawsuit states. Rosen counseled Tone and offered him solutions to enhance and heal his marriage and prescribed him herbs and breathing techniques for his depression, in addition to marijuana and CBD. After the visit, Tone learned that Rosen had been involved with his wife for an extended period of time. The complaint states the couple later divorced. Rosen has been licensed to practice medicine in Oregon since 1991. He has no prior cases of medical malpractice. In addition to traditional medicine, he offers patients a range of holistic alternatives and dope. Tone, who goes by his middle name, Francho, has experienced success in disparate fields of music and finance as a songwriter, blah, 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 blah. No comment from the attorney.
I'm curious how this turned out. I can see it going both ways. But, I mean, with negligence, it's duty. You have a duty. You breach that duty, okay? You're the cause of that breach, and there's damages.
He did know they were married.
Yep. But does he have a duty as the physician, yes, acting in the capacity of the physician, to disclose that he had the affair? Because I think he has the duty of the physician to adequately and responsibly practice medicine. I mean, I think it falls under an ethical issue. Like, you're sketchy, and you definitely, like, should have maybe declined to further treat him as a patient and not disclose why. Just say, you know, whatever the medical board, you know, whatever their deal is.
This is one of those great Monday stories for everybody who thinks they're having a bad day.
Yeah, like, I mean, how crappy is that? You find out that, like, the guy you're going to treat your depression is the one that caused it.
Yeah.
Man. Wah, wah. Yeah.
I think he had a duty not to get involved with the man's wife.
Well, so here's the thing. So lawyers...
You don't know how women can be, Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. Mm. I deal with this all day, every day.
I have seen my share of hussies.
So yeah. I can only speak from, like, our professional regulating board, okay? So we have the Alabama Rules of Professional Conduct.
Yes.
And so the rules are very clear with regards to an attorney engaging in any type of, I'll use the term, romantic relationship with a client.
Mm-hmm.
And the physical act has to in some way detrimentally affect the client's representation, meaning, you know, you're engaging in a relationship that benefits you and you alone, or you're like saying, if you do this, then I'll do that type of deal. So it's not just the intimate relationship that's a no-no. I mean, it has to detrimentally affect the representation.
Gotcha.
So I don't know what the medical... I mean, I'm sure they have an equivalent. They have to, you know. But, ooh, I'm interested. Send me this story, because I want to follow this and see how this turns out. I'm interested to see.
I will do that. I would like to also kind of stay on top of the situation and see if there's a settlement or something else.
Yeah, because that's a lot of money, and I'm curious what the damages are. You know what I mean? Like, what if he does get compensation for what? Because he's going to have to prove that, you know, basically that affair is the demise of the marriage, when in fact it could have been other factors that led to that.
Ah, yes.
Certainly didn't help it.
No.
No, it didn't. But, you know, one of those things that I've realized after doing this and seeing a lot of people, both men and women, that have had extramarital relationships, it usually isn't just one, and it usually isn't something that just happened overnight. And it never starts as an affair. It usually starts as, like, an emotional attachment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody at work sends a text message, or an old fling on Facebook, or somebody, you know, reaches out and it builds over time. It's not like usually we see on the movies, you know, like the one night stand at the bar.
You know, I would not normally
how it happens.
In your opinion, do you think social media has inspired a number of affairs? Because that's what... I mean, I wasn't having affairs, but when it first came around, it was great to look up and
see where old flings are.
Yeah, and what they were doing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, my husband, this is not a secret. Like, I'm actually, well, I'm in a good place with most of my exes. But I'm friends with most of my exes on social media, and it's purely platonic, but my husband knows about it. I think you get into a dangerous area when you're already in a dysfunctional or unhappy marriage.
Yes.
And something gives you an out, or there's a reason for that rekindling of a fling, because it's one of those situations where you always remember the good, you never remember the bad. So if you reconnect with somebody from 20 years ago, you don't remember what a jerk they were 20 years ago. You wonder, you know, you look at who they are now. Are they different, or was it me? You're a different person. Are they a different person? I mean, there's just so many things. So
gotcha.
I think social media makes it easier. But I think a leopard also never changes its spots. So if you're usually, not all the time, but if you're likely to step out on your marriage, you're always kind of likely to step out on your marriage.
Hey, before we wrap up, one of these days we got to talk off the air about another situation that I want to get your take on, because I was right, and I wanted to share that with you.
Okay, well, I'm intrigued.
I'm sorry, listeners. You know, I'm pretty open. This is one I got to keep to myself.
Some things are private, people. We have attorney-client privilege here. Like, some things are private.
Yeah, I got to get my will out.
Everybody's here.
When do I get my will out of your computer? That's what I need.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question, Greg. Like, let's work on that.
Well, I certainly hope that I get my will out of your computer before I croak.
Stop it. Stop putting that out in the universe.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Well, my TV
soon.
Passed away this weekend, so death has been near
me. It was probably 20 years old, and you needed a new one anyway.
Well.
So there. Like, electronics don't last forever.
Yes.
Especially when you yell at them. Then you're mean to them. You put all that energy out there. I can only imagine what your televisions go through.
It's the modern way, Jacqueline. You know, it used to be that you kicked the TV to get it to work again. Now you yell at it. And
I get it. I'm just
saying.
And
the smart TVs, they're supposed to be able to hear you.
Well, it probably did. And that's why I was like, I'm not putting up with this anymore.
Oh, good point.
It's like the Facebook. It hears you have a conversation. The next thing you know, 100 ads are popping up with that on it.
This is true. This is so
weird.
True. Well, thanks for the chat today. We've covered a lot, from the space station to Arab to dogs and divorce and social media affairs. We run the gamut. Good work.
Always.
Hey, you must be excited about John Kerry being named climate czar in the Biden administration.
You know, that's how I feel about it.
Here's John Kerry's most memorable quote.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, and Joe Biden is exercising that right on a daily basis. Thank you, Jacqueline.
You're welcome, guys. Send me a picture of the dog.
Will do.
Bye.
I should do that now when I'm thinking about it, right?
Yes.
So, while I'm doing that, let's talk about Montgomery Paint and Body.
Yeah.
For over four decades, they have been the gold standard in automobile body repair. And that's because, and really, at Donnie Turner's risk, they decided that when they opened up, they were going to do it the right way or not do it at all. In other words, they were going to assess all the damage. They were going to fix all the damage. There was kind of a little bit of a thing in the auto body repair business in those days. Well, if the customer can't see it, we'll take the money to fix it, but we won't fix it because the customer won't know. But you see, Donnie Turner would know. His conscience would know. And he passed those great genetics onto his son, Brandon. So it's a great team there at MPB, the gold standard in automobile body repair. And after the parts have been ordered, the repainting has been completed, they represent you with a vehicle that, as best as they can, from bumper to bumper, looks as good as new, maybe better. So in that inconvenience of having your car in an accident and all that goes with it, when you get it back, it's jaw-droppingly awesome. Rosie can
Yes.
do. Rich Thomas can do multiple testimonials. I have three so far. And Jay, the boss, everybody, when somebody's car is damaged that works for the Blue Water Broadcasting Empire, it's Montgomery Paint and Body, without hesitation. 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's see if there's business out there today.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, taking a look around the highways this afternoon. We are very busy on Taylor.